If you have just tuned in, you are listening to Carve onto SER, your weekly wrap-up of all things arts and culture. And speaking of all things culture, we are talking now about podcasts. If you've listened to podcasts, you've probably heard about things like documentary style and maybe even some scripted true crime podcasts, but you probably haven't heard of anything that has been scripted. And also comedy. If you've heard comedy, you've probably heard things like, I don't know, notorious ones like Come Town, maybe, or other Australian ones like The Mug Off. But as far as scripted goes, maybe not so much. But we have got one writer here in the studio right now talking about their podcast. It's a scripted podcast called Tates and Graves, which is kind of a sitcom-styled paranormal murder mystery podcast that's been made right here in Sydney. I've got Zach Hutchinson here in the studio. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks so much for coming in. You've just done the peace sign, even though we're in a studio, which is good. But
yeah, I'm all visual comedy.
It's all visual comedy. You've actually got a bear in the studio too, which you've brought in.
Yeah, and I bring that everywhere, though.
And a snake.
That's got nothing to do with your show.
No, it hasn't got anything to do with it, but I'm all for like props and gags and stuff like that. But as far as Tates and Graves is concerned, it's a bit of, it's like a spooky paranormal.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Like even doing the episodes, it's kind of like playing the Joker each week. Each time we put one out, like we had to get a lot of therapy. It's like, it's pretty messed up.
Well, you are wearing face paint as well in the studio. Yeah. I told you not to do it.
Yeah, yeah. You can't stop me, man.
I know. You're just absolutely ruthless. So could you give us a little bit of a like a snapshot of what the world of Tates and Graves is about?
Yeah, it's a cruel, cruel world these like characters inhabit, right? And they're these paranormal investigators. And they help protect people from the supernatural and the terrifying, which none of us are aware that's all around us kind of thing. You know?
And there's like a lot of familiar voices on the podcast as well. So like who are some of the voices that we might recognize?
Dude, we got Aaron Chen, you know that guy?
Yeah, I know Aaron Chen.
We got Cameron James. We got a guy called Jamie Kirk. You might have heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
We got tons of famous people. Conchetta Caristo.
A bunch of all local Sydney like comedians who you might recognise. And it's all like the way that when I've listened to it, it sounds quite slick. There's like a very high production quality to the podcast. So can I ask like how and where you guys have been recording?
In Jamie Giuono, who's the other co-creator, in his bedroom.
So, yeah.
We've got a mic in there. It's pretty high tech, but I'm glad you think it's slick, man.
It does sound pretty slick. I feel like you can't really describe it, but you maybe just have to hear a little bit for yourself. I'm going to play a bit from the podcast now.
People of Fishtown, my name is Theodore Graves, and this is my associate, Reggie Tates. Tonight, we investigated the area of the lake where Kyle McLaughlin went missing. During our investigation, which uncovered some shocking facts, Chief Beefus was tragically killed in the line of duty. And look at his body!
He's got no head!
Calm down. Don't let the headless body of Beefus get to you.
What's more pressing is what was responsible for this. While scouring the depths of the lake in our designer diving suits, Tates and I discovered what creature was responsible for terrorizing your town. We found a clutch of eggs belonging to a marine species thought extinct for a zillion years.
The fish man.
What are we gonna do?
What are you talking about? Fish man? In Fishtown? That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
What else could have done this to Beefus?
Okay, say there is a horrifying sea creature terrorizing Fishtown. What are you guys gonna do about it?
Fear not. We have a practical plan to keep the community safe and ensure no one else is hurt.
Here we go! A plan to kill the evil monster from genius investigators Tates and Graves.
The fishman only attacks people it feels threatened by. By avoiding its hunting grounds and shutting down all fishing activity in the lake, it should have no reason to attack. All you have to do is completely avoid the creature's natural habitat and you'll all be safe.
What? That plan is preposterous. I don't know if anyone's told you, but mackerel fishing is the lifeblood of this community.
Be that as it may, the fishman is an extremely rare species of animal. It deserves to live as much as any of the paunchy residents of this town.
No.
What are you guys talking about? Isn't it you guys' job to kill evil creatures when they're a threat? And since when do you care about preservation? You hit a deer on the way here and didn't even stop.
Oh, there's heaps of those.
This isn't some evil monster viciously preying on unsuspecting bozos. It's just a mother using its sharply honed killer instincts to protect its babies.
So that was you in that scene, as well as Jamie Juono and the co-creator, and also a few other comics, Sean Smith and Jamie Kirk.
Yeah. Two, like, very good local acts. We use mainly the cast are just local comedians and, like, international comedians and stuff.
Yeah, it's an awesome way of showcasing it.
Each episode really deals with us, like, dealing with a different monster kind of thing. This one we're dealing with a fish man.
Mm-hmm.
This one's set in the town of Fish Town.
Yep.
And they're being plagued by a fish man who's murdering citizens.
And where do you get your inspiration for these monsters? Are they from real-life scenarios?
They're from real-life people.
Real-life people.
Yeah. Like politicians, like fucking, you know.
You're kind of like the Larry David of the paranormal universe.
I guess you could say that. You could definitely say that.
Where else do you get your inspiration from?
From old cinema.
Yeah.
No, actually, we do get a lot from, like, Black Lagoon. That's kind of where the Fishman's based on. Old horror. It's kind of like a lot of the monsters come from.
Yeah.
Because they weren't meant to be comedies back then, but they're so cartoonish and stuff. Me and Jamie are big fans of that, and we've always, like, been into those kind of movies and shit.
Oh, totally. And it's also, the sound textures also sound like something from a cartoon, I reckon, as well. Like, it almost sounds a bit like Rick and Morty-ish and, like, a bit supernatural and absurd.
Right. Well, like, from, like, a TV perspective, we're probably most, like, a Futurama kind of thing where it's, like, but rather than being a sci-fi, we're focusing on a horror aspect.
Mm. And when's the next episode set to come out?
This Monday.
This Monday?
Yeah, this Monday coming.
That's huge. And what's the, can you share a little bit about what monster is going to be the focus?
Well, you didn't do your research because it is the Fishman, the one you just played.
Oh, that's the future one.
Yeah, that's the one coming this Monday. So it's a little sneak peek, and no one's ever heard that before. No one's ever heard that.
Exclusive. Yeah. Absolute exclusive.
Yeah. Exclusive just for Amelia.
Just for me, and I haven't done my research, so I should get off the air.
He's going to quit next week after.
Oh, man, are you my boss now?
Yeah.
We have been speaking with Zach Hutchinson about Tates and Graves. It's a great podcast. You should definitely check it out. It's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, can I quickly talk about another group I'm a part of called QAnon?
All right, we're going to play a song. QAnon, what's that about?
Well, I'm Q, if you've ever heard of these Q drops I've been putting out. And
we don't have to talk about that right now. We've just been speaking with comedian Zach Hutchinson, talking about QAnon and Tates and Graves. But you have I asked you a little earlier before the show for a song recommendation. And you said this particular song's quite close to your heart.
It means a lot to me.
All right. Well, let's just play it.